This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. This is Mark Edge coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. And we have, it's been an amazing day. We have had all kinds of speakers here. And I think this might be the best event I've been at as far as sort of the intellectual level of talking about Bitcoin, because the people here are familiar with it. We're not trying to necessarily talk to neophytes. We're really bringing it the message to people who are familiar with Bitcoin. And to speak of that, I actually have with me Justin W. Newton, co-founder of NetKey.com. And Justin, thanks for sitting down with me. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So I think that when you and I were talking earlier, what your idea was is to address Bitcoin from the user experience. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, absolutely. So my co-founder and I spent about 20 years working in the internet space, including the early commercialization there. And when we came over to the internet, what we wanted to do was try and look at what we thought, or came over to Bitcoin, what we wanted to do was try and take a look at what we thought were barriers to mass market adoption that needed to get solved at kind of an infrastructure layer across the industry rather than with a point solution like a wallet or exchange.
A lot of people are compare Bitcoin to internet in its early phases, and I think did you see that that comparison as being valid?
Oh, I 100% do. I can tell you that before I entered the Bitcoin ecosystem, I had actually spent about the previous 2 years trying to find something that felt like it had the same transformational potential that the internet did. I had really gotten into it for very much kind of like ethical reasons, because I believe in the power of moving power structures from centralized institutions to individuals, and the internet really democratized information and communication.
It really did. I mean, like, just think about news for a second and how it's been disseminated. There was a time when you sat down at 6 p.m. and you watched what you were supposed to know about the world, and cable changed that to some extent. You know, then you got CNN's headline news and all that stuff. They you got 24 hours of news, and you got more of it as a result. But with the internet, now you get news that is specific to you, and that's powerful.
Absolutely. And so the same way that the internet democratized communication and information, Bitcoin really communicates or democratizes finance and makes it much easier for people to stay in control of their own money in a way that banks or governments can't really take away from them.
So can you explain for folks that aren't that familiar with Bitcoin exactly how it does that? And when you use the term democratization, what you mean is you bring the power down to the level of the individual, right?
Absolutely. So some examples of that I have with Bitcoin, right, is in a traditional financial transaction, you basically need permission from two people to be able to transact. You need permission from your financial institution and bank,
yep.
And you need permission from the government to be able to send them money. With Bitcoin, the way that things are set up, there's actually no centralized censorship features that are involved in it. So if I want to send currency or value to you, if I control my private keys, I can send it to you, and there's no middleman who can stop that from happening.
Well, that's it's powerful. It gives people their own banking abilities. You don't have to ask. With the advent of all kinds of international rules here in the United States as far as banking goes, it can be very difficult for people in the United States to, say, travel abroad or even do business or live abroad.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, also you see things like where the government wants to censor entities like WikiLeaks. One of the mechanisms that they use to go after them is to cut off their financial access, right?
Yeah.
You know, Visa and MasterCard were no longer allowed to transfer funds to WikiLeaks when WikiLeaks kind of stuck their thumb in the eye of the U.S. government. I don't really believe that you should be able to silence your critics. And so having a currency that doesn't allow for that kind of censorship is something that we think is very powerful.
Yeah, so Bitcoin, what it did is allowed people to do transactions between themselves without interference from banks or governments or anything like that. But it's a very technical solution. So, for instance, I've got a Bitcoin address that is specific to me. It's one of these vanity addresses. You know, it's got like part of my name in it and stuff.
Sure.
But I can only tell you the first six digits of it, and after that, it's another 20-something digits of letters and numbers and lowercase and uppercase matter and all that sort of thing. There's no way I can give that information to an individual. This is limiting because people don't talk that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, that was the problem we first came into address, right? When you send someone Bitcoin today, instead of it being something simple like an email address or a website address, you know, as you said, you're sending to this 30-character crazy thing that's basically like the world's worst password. And so what we built was very similar to how on the internet you type in www.google.com and your computer figures out where it's supposed to go and what the numbers are on the back end that it connects to. We built exactly the same thing for Bitcoin. So you can share a simple, easy-to-use name like wallet.justinnewton.bit in place of that crazy 30-character string.
It's kind of like a DNS. For those that might have some higher level of technical understanding, what DNS does is a real website is a bunch of numbers with some dots in there. And the DNS, what it allows you to do is put, say, freetalklive.com in place of 82.0, 016.22, whatever it might be. And it, that really makes a difference as far as, when people being able to go to your website. It makes it much more possible because people can remember freetalklive.com. They cannot remember these letters and numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Numbers.
And Bitcoin makes it even worse, right, because the numbers are so much harder to remember. Additionally, there's actually some important privacy reasons to not use something like a vanity address and just keep sharing it over and over,
yep.
Because then everyone you've shared that address with can see all the other transactions that happened with that address.
They've sent me information
privacy
on how much money I've had moved through that account.
Totally. With the solution that we built, we plug into something called HD wallets,
okay,
that allow you to hand out your name to 100 different people, and each of them would get their own unique address. And so that way they can only see the transactions that they're involved in and can't see any of your other personal information.
So essentially you get one address. So is it one of these 30-character addresses? Or
no, you hand out the simple wallet name, like, you know, wallet.justinnewton.bit.
Okay.
And what we do is on the back end, we look up one of those new 30-character addresses for every single transaction that occurs.
Okay, so you give, I'm just trying to get it clear here.
Yeah.
So I give somebody my wallet, which is wallet.markedge.bit. Bit.
Yep.
And then they can send money. Now, do they type this into their regular Bitcoin wallet, whatever one they're using?
Absolutely. So we have a total of about 25 companies in the space that have agreed to enter this lookup algorithm into their platform, with
okay.
more coming online every day.
So this is wallets that are not the regular core wallet, the QT wallet, right?
QT wallet does not support it today.
Okay. It wouldn't.
A number will. It may in the future. Don't
really?
Be surprised.
I would be surprised. Fascinating. Pretty much everybody else has wallets through some other company. Those companies don't have access to their money. They're just a way for people to, just a portal for people to use to get to their money, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so you just then into these wallets, you type in wallet.markedge.bit, and
sure.
then that money goes to, goes into my wallet, into my account,
yep.
and but it has the advantage of not being trackable in the ways that it previously had been.
Exactly. So someone would only be able to see the money they sent you, not the money that everyone else has sent you.
Well, that really makes a difference.
It is
seems
a little
like a
better.
Huge solution to problems that I didn't really consider having, but it was embarrassing to some extent when one of my listeners says, "Oh, that wallet that you sent me. Here's how much money you've had go through that." Just to see that kind of information is sitting there for people to look at. A little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I can understand that. And, for us, keeping people's privacy was one of our key functions when we built this. We had sort of three driving principles for what we did. The number one principle is first, lose no money.
Mm-hmm.
The number two principle is ensure that the security and privacy is as good or better than any solutions that are out there today. And the final one was obviously ease of use, which is the value proposition that we're creating.
I want to talk to you about this a little bit further, Justin, if that's fine with you.
Sure.
Coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's Mark Edge for Free Talk Live. You can get involved and make telephone calls. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working, until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark Edge coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. That's Bitcoin investor.com, and you can go there and see the speakers. It's been a really great event here today. And please, you can swing by tomorrow if that's what you want to do. You can still get tickets at bitcoininvestor.com. Or you can listen to the interviews we've got here. We've had some really great folks with us so far. Justin W. Newton from netkey.com. And Justin, you were just telling about how what you've been doing at NetKey is attempting to bring Bitcoin to the average user, addressing many of the sort of not technical problems, but problems that are, people have to have a sort of a high level of buy-in as far as information to use Bitcoin. And, you know, you don't have to have that much information to, say, use a dollar bill or a euro or something like that, and to make it easier for people.
Sure.
And you were talking about your solution for Bitcoin, what they call wallets, and they're really accounts. and making Bitcoin accounts easier to remember. Now, some people may remember their checking account number. I do not. I just don't remember. One point in my life, I could remember that. I just can't. But I can remember already. You told me some information on how one can make a Bitcoin wallet address, and simply it's wallet.markedge.bit. So you can customize your name just like you'd customize your email address.
Yep.
And you type that into dozens of different Bitcoin wallet or account services, and the money will go where it's supposed to, and it'll go there privately.
You got it.
So I guess the question I have is how do people access this? What's it cost? I mean, every service costs money, generally. Either you're paying or you're the product.
Yeah, for sure. So we have several ways that you can get the product. The first and actually easiest way to do it is that many of the partners that we've integrated actually auto-register wallet names for their users on their behalf underneath their own domain name. And so, like, an easy example of that is there's a company called ChangeTip that does social media tipping. It allows you to send people a quarter or a dollar to say, hey man, that was a great post.
Yeah, even if you enjoyed a good post or a good email address or whatever, you might say to yourself, I'd like to send that person a dime. Seriously.
Totally.
You wouldn't do that with a credit card because the fees on that dime would be a dollar, you know, or something like that. I'm not entirely certain, but they would be high. And so it's prohibitive to send somebody a dime when you have to pay 70 cents to do it.
Exactly that. You've got a great one. And so Bitcoin, with the ability to do microtransactions, is actually a really good alternative to that. That makes it really easy to send money to your friends and everything else. Well, with ChangeTip, what they've done is when you register for their service, they actually auto-register a wallet name for you under their tip.me domain.
Okay.
And so you basically get your Twitter handle .tip.me for free.
Awesome.
Also, people could come to our website, www.netkey.com, and sign up for names directly through us, a vanity name.
Okay.
In those cases, we allow you to register names either under the Namecoin blockchain, which is a decentralized root for DNS,
yep,
or with traditional DNS like your .com, .net, or .org.
Okay.
Pricing, if you wanted to get a .bit name from us, costs about a little less than $2 a year right now. And ICANN domains go for what normal pricing looks like if you're going to get them from GoDaddy or somewhere else.
Okay. So I guess one of the questions I might have is this: if I do this service, what's the security? How do I know that you're not just collecting all my Bitcoins and I'll never get them back?
Yeah, there's a few things around that. So one is we've actually created this as an open standard. And so if you want to and you want to kind of keep things under full control, you can go ahead and just run everything yourself, and nothing ever touches our network. We have no control over it. We can't do anything with it, et cetera. The second piece that's really important is we actually never touch anyone's Bitcoin. What we do is we do a lookup service that helps point to names and addresses. And so, you know, the Bitcoin actually gets delivered directly into your Bitcoin wallet. It never touches ours. Finally, we have security models around the sharing of the names and addresses themselves using a protocol called DNSSEC, which basically uses a chain of signatures in the same way that Bitcoin does to prove the authenticity of the data.
Okay. So, at this point, essentially, your company never touches the Bitcoin. It just provides an overlay for the current wallet.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that will be true of us for, as far as I can tell, forever. We don't want to compete with other companies that have that as their business model.
What is their business model?
Either wallets or exchanges or things like like ChangeTip or companies like Purse.io that are shopping sites using Bitcoin, you know, we want to provide solutions to the industry, not be competitors with other people in the space.
Yeah, it's fascinating, though, the growth of Bitcoin. I'm just amazed to see folks here talking about these issues that are, well, you know, so important, and all the changes that are going on. You know, many people, I guess, probably feel like Bitcoin went over the went over the waterfall with the crash of Mt. Gox, and I think that the major media thought that was going to be the case. But I just heard today 4,000 developers are working within the Bitcoin space. You can't have that kind of brain power going on, especially when you're talking about young people. These are some of the greatest minds of our generation are working on Bitcoin.
Absolutely. You know, so from my perspective, a couple of things on that. The first I would say is the death of Bitcoin was entirely too premature. You know, and as some examples of that, a couple of things. One is you're now actually starting to see big financial institutions have a deep interest in Bitcoin, blockchain, and all of those pieces. And so there's starting to be things that kind of legitimize us to the rest of the world in that. Another that you see is I've spent the last few days at a different conference, Money 2020, which had a lot of Bitcoin companies there as well. And some of the Bitcoin companies that I've been talking to, including some of the very, very large ones, have said that while there were some doldrums earlier in the year, post-Gox and things like that, they've actually seen their growth rate over the last few months really ticking back up again and getting kind of back into where we were in the heyday.
Yeah, I feel like the bear market was really caused by the problems with Mt. Gox, but it's coming back. From what I can tell, the price is up like 25% in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Last few weeks, I shouldn't say couple. That's a very specific number. In the last few weeks, and it seems like what people have been waiting for to come out of their holes as far as the Bitcoin sphere, they've been down there ticking away on their computers creating new stuff, and that this is the place at the Bitcoin Investor Conference that they're premiering much of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm not like a great currency expert, so it's hard for me to predict currencies, but what I can tell you is someone who's built a lot of startup companies and networks and those kinds of things, that I can say that the value of the platform that we've created and the number of valuable economically valid use cases that we've created on top of it is growing incredibly quickly, and that value of the ecosystem is spiking at a very high rate. And that, again, I'm not a currency guy, but you would expect as some of those currency uses start to kick in that the price would rise due to demand.
Yeah, one of the things I think is so awesome about Bitcoin is that it really brings it down to the individual's level. And there's several billion individuals. We're not talking about individuals in the United States who are incredibly wealthy by the world standards. I'm talking about the people in emerging markets that have no banks. Their governments disallow them from doing business around the world. Justin W. Newton, I really appreciate you coming in here and doing the interview with me. It's netkey.com, is that correct?
Absolutely is, N-E-T-K-I.
N-E-T-K-I, netkey.com. Free Talk Live, Mark Edge, live from the Bitcoin Conference.
Thanks for having me today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Edge coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It has been an incredible day. The speakers that we've had here have been phenomenal, and it's been one after another. It seems like your mind just can't suck in all the information. You can, well, in a couple of days, the Bitcoin Investor Conference will put up the videos from the event. There are some people here that haven't been seen out in public ever, so it's well worth going to their website and checking it out if you're into Bitcoin. Bitcoininvestor.com to go see them. Bitcoininvestor.com. And somebody who's been involved with the show, done a little bit of advertising here on Free Talk Live, is Anthem Blanchard. Anthem Hayek Blanchard. sounds like your parents might have really enjoyed libertarianism, Anthem.
Yeah, they were about as hardcore libertarian as it gets. So.
I guess they were. So, what you've created is a cryptocurrency token, which allows people to redeem gold for cryptocurrency. So, one of the big critiques that was leveled against Bitcoin early on was, well, why isn't it backed by something? And, there were many people that said, you don't need to back it by something. That's fine. But it seems like you went ahead and did that. You went and backed it by something. So tell me about, what's it called, Hayek Gold?
Yeah, Hayek Gold market. We originally called it Hayek Coin, but we realized that that was really inappropriate because it wasn't mineable. It was really a token that gets transmitted along the Bitcoin blockchain. So we use the rails of Bitcoin, you can think of it, to allow people to transmit a token that's equal to a gram of gold. So a gram of gold is about $35, and that's redeemable in their Anthem Vault account. So that's how it works in a nutshell. We're actually using Bitcoin as a vehicle instead of just as a currency in and of itself.
So basically the idea is that you have gold in a vault someplace, and then you've issued a certain amount of your coins out for each, say, gram of that gold. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
And how divisible is a gram of gold? Because a gram of gold is going, let's see, I don't know, you're going to probably be able to tell me. How much is a gram of gold worth?
It's about $35 right now.
$35. You can, if you're going to need to be able to divide that to buy a lot of things, right?
Correct.
So how divisible is this gram of gold?
Yeah, it's just as divisible as a Bitcoin is. So, you know, it goes to one hundred millionth of a gram.
A hundred millionth of a gram.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. So I think
you can buy anything that you want with some with a currency that is divisible to a hundred millionth of a gram of gold.
Yeah, and we can even go further than that because in our case, the value is derived from the scarcity of gold, not the scarcity of the cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is. So there's nothing precluding us from actually going further digits out to the right, unlike Bitcoin, where that might be a bit difficult because then you get into the scarcity issue, right? You kind of create more supply that way.
Now you're talking about a sci-fi future where gold is worth so much that we need to have we need to be able to have more than 100 millionths of it in order to do transactions, right?
There you go, something like that. So it's like a silver circle. So our marketing director Megan Duffield came from Silver Circle. So it's kind of this dystopian cartoon, you know, what it's like in the future where, you know, prices are outrageous.
I can't remember the website, but you can search Silver Circle movie. I think that's what it is, silvercirclemovie.com, and see the movie. It's really awesome. It's actually it's digital characters as opposed to sort of real actors, but. They did use some real actors at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I was there 1 year.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Now, this is assuming I get one of these, what do you call them, Hayeks?
Hayeks.
Okay, great. Named after the famous Austrian economist.
Yeah, who believed in denationalization of money. So actually, if you go onto YouTube, you can Google my dad's name, James U. Blanchard and F.A. Hayek. There's a really neat interview that he gives. My dad gives Hayek, and actually my dad proposed calling this a Hayek. Hayek actually liked the word solid. So it's kind of an homage of really my dad and Hayek in this interview, and we thought it was appropriate. Just to clarify, in August, there was a U.S. Treasury ruling that said that this token would be considered a money service business activity by Anthem Vault. And so we went ahead and suspended the Hayek token. Clients can still sell parts of a bar or bars in our fractional metal ownership platform, and they will be able to use it as a payment mechanism here very shortly. We're applying for a money service business license as we speak, so it should be another month or two, and we should have the Hayek back online. So,
Speaking of your father, I think that's worth pointing out. Your last name is Blanchard, and your father was integral in making it legal for Americans to own gold again. Is that right?
Yeah, he was a fearless rebel, basically, and near-fatal car accident, lost a few vertebrae, you know, no feeling from the waist down. Ended up smuggling a bar of gold from Canada. Went around for a couple years in the early 70s, holding press conferences, actually also commissioned a biplane to go over President Nixon's re-inauguration parade that said legalize gold over it. So eventually one of these press conferences got picked up. He was threatening the government to arrest him. Instead, he got the three major television networks there. This made national news, and from that was an impetus that caused the U.S. government to rescind the prohibition against gold ownership that FDR, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, put into place, and basically rescind that executive order. So most people don't even realize that a U.S. citizen was not allowed to legally own gold, physical
gold.
Right.
I don't think people realize that. I mean,
no, it's ridiculous.
Most Americans don't even realize that it was illegal a few decades ago for you to own gold. And, I mean, how can you call yourself a free country if you don't let people own gold? It's really fascinating. So, obviously, your father's a real hero. Let's go back to the Hayek here. And if I get one 100 millionth of a Hayek, say I go crazy. crazy. And I get 1/10 of a gram of, excuse me, 1/100 millionth of a gram. I get 1/10 of a gram of your, these tokens valued to a 1/10 of a gram of gold. Can I redeem that, or do I have to get some larger amount? I mean, people probably don't redeem these at all. Really, the intention is to just back it up, right?
They're redeemable, so a Hayek is equal to 1 gram redeemable in an Anthem Vault account. So okay. that's the deal. So now we anticipate, kind of like cash, where U.S. dollars, for example, are held globally by individuals that never have a U.S. dollar bank account, but they still hold the cash. So we anticipate something similar, where we expect over 90-95% of all holders of Hayek not to have an Anthem Vault account, just because basically it's a crypto token. So it goes along the counterparty protocol, but it literally goes on Bitcoin. So it's traded like any other crypto asset. You don't actually have to buy it and sell it from Anthem Vault. You can buy it and sell it from a crypto exchanger.
Do you hold it? How does one hold it? Do you have to have a special wallet, or does the Bitcoin wallet hold it?
It's a counterwallet.io. Okay. is kind of a default wallet. There's some others, like Armory, I know, is compatible for counterparty assets. So there's a number of other wallets out there. One of the reasons that we chose Counterparty is that it's the most fully developed layer on top of Bitcoin. So
I think a lot of people were really looking forward to this, the Bitcoin that was going to be backed by something. So obviously it's not a Bitcoin. It's this cryptocurrency that was finally backed by something. And so the government got in the way of that. When are we going to, you know, see it fully deployed?
I probably January, I'm guessing. January, February is my guess on the timetable. So and just to kind of, you know, go and maybe closing with the Hayek, it's not really about being religious. It's about reality. I mean, gold trades about $100 billion a day. Bitcoin, on a really, really good day, will trade about $100 million a day. So you're talking 1,000 times easy liquidity that gold has. So, you know, it's much less volatile. I think it's a way that we can accelerate the adoption of crypto in general, because gold is something people understand. Gold is something that institutions are already familiar with dealing with, and it is a store of value that has, you know, 1,000x liquidity right now to Bitcoin. So I think having the two together, it can be an incredible force for the denationalization and choice in money and currency and getting away from this government monopoly.
I had no idea that gold was traded, you know, in that quantity that you're talking about. I guess I'm really kind of stunned by those numbers. Who's doing all that trading?
It's mostly commercials and commercial banks, and you're talking a lot of derivatives there too. So, and gold has a fully formed derivatives market. So, you know, all of this helps liquidity. And, I mean, it brings us a little bit closer to foreign currencies. Foreign currencies trade upwards of $6 trillion a day. So, I mean, just to kind of put things into perspective. So,
it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, about 50 times more than gold.
Where can folks go to get involved?
AnthemVault.com. We have an awesome blog, you know, really awesome bloggers, great writing there. And check us out there. Check us out at AnthemVault.com.
Thanks so much, Anthem, for coming on with me. It's Mark Edge coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience,
because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, it's the final segment of Free Talk Live, coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It was an incredible day here. There were all kinds of speakers, including, you'll have to go check out the website. I'm not allowed to say until the video is released, but a name that was... A lot of people were waiting for it to come out to one of these Bitcoin events. You can go to bitcoininvestor.com in the next couple of days. They're going to be putting in the next few days. They're going to be putting up the videos to the event, and it's been really great. I want to thank the organizers of Bitcoin Investor for bringing us out here. We'll be doing one more day of interviews tomorrow. bitcoininvestor.com. It's Mark Edge, Free Talk Live. Coming to you live from the event, and one person that I've been wanting to talk to here on Free Talk Live for some time is somebody who's called in many times, David Bourne. You started your own radio program, is that right, Dave?
The mic was off there. About a year and a half ago, in April of 2014, I had thought that I needed to do something. There were just too many things going on, I felt, with the lack of freedom and the lack of true freedom and liberty. And for me, the best thing was doing radio. You know, I saw the people protesting and doing this and that, and it just didn't fit for me. And, you know, based upon my background as well, I have a background in film, so I've always been involved to an extent with media. And I thought that was the best way for me to try to do something to get involved.
So what is a radio program's called?
It's Nonpartisan Liberty for All.
Nonpartisan Liberty for All. What do you cover in your show? What are you talking about? How often do you do it, first off?
I do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And actually recently, in the past month, I'm starting to build up a network, which I'm calling NPLFA Radio Network, which is basically just the initials of Nonpartisan Liberty for All. And what I focus on is promoting the ideas of true freedom and liberty. And I say true because, you know, you have conservatives and people that throw around the words freedom and liberty that really don't know what freedom and liberty is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real buzzword. You can pretty much look through any phone book if they ever had those things again. You can go to any,
right.
You can go to any city, and they're going to have several businesses called Liberty something, right?
Right.
But what does it mean to them? And different people have different definitions of it. For me, what liberty means is the ability to do what you want as long as you don't harm anybody else. And if you, of course, you're responsible for your actions. If you harm other people, you have to make them whole in whatever way. And so for me, that's the definition.
Yeah, and I totally agree. I mean, my definition as well is that you should be able to do whatever you want as long as you don't directly hurt anybody else. And I make sure to put in directly because you could say, well, you hurt your mom because she's so upset that you did this or something like that. So I always say directly. But yes, I mean, you should be able to do whatever you want. You own yourself. The government still hasn't figured that out. They believe that they own you and that the majority of society believes they own you in a sense as well.
Right. When it comes to, when you think about the government, they claim some percentage of the fruits of your labor. Maybe that's 30% through the form of income tax. And then, of course, there's sales tax and a variety of other taxes. But if somebody can claim 30% of your income, they can claim 60% or 70% or whatever percentage they want.
It's nonstop. I mean, so what it is like with taxes, I mean, you have this tax, you have that tax. Every year or every month or any time they get an idea of what they can tax, you got another tax. Now they want to tax the mileage you drive in your car. And this is not, you know, some conspiracy theory thing. They have tested it in a few towns. Oregon or Washington. Not a test as in what you think a test would be. They actually implemented it as a trial.
Yeah.
more than anything. And also on that is a GPS to follow you around.
Sure.
So you have.
You can't tax somebody by mileage unless you know how far they've gone. And in order to go know how far they've gone, you have to have a GPS. So now you've got every car in a given geographic area, and this could be rolled out to the entire United States, depending on how well it goes in Oregon. You're going to have every car in America potentially being tracked every mile that it goes. You're going to be taxed on every mile that you go. And this is all based on electric cars or whatever, as though
right. There's
enough electric cars out there to really put a dent in what the government's making.
Yeah, it's really not. It's just another excuse. What they do is try to exploit whatever they can. So anything that happens, they'll exploit that to try to push whatever it might be, whether it's banning guns or more taxes or whatever they have in mind. They're going to look for things and exploit them to the max. And that's why I know there's the whole thing of the false flag and conspiracy theories and whatnot. But with that, to me, it's not something that would be surprising to me, because what they gain, I mean, you can look at all these things that happen and how they were able to pass all these laws, or almost, like with the Sandy Hook thing where they almost got to pass a law there. It came pretty close. But
I thought they did pass some laws that were required.
In states they did.
Yeah, in Connecticut, yeah.
Yeah, definitely in states. I mean, New York, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to exploit these laws to the extent that it wouldn't surprise me if they set something up, because what they get in return. And you have
it doesn't seem like they have to, though. I mean, there's always going to be something bad is always going to happen.
It doesn't. But I'm just saying the concept that it's not a surprising thing that people being in shock or something that, the government would never do that. And, of course, people don't realize the government for what it is. You know, they rule by force without consent. And they're going to force whatever they want on you, and it's going to lead to violence. Whether it's, a civil law or a criminal law or whatever it is, eventually it's going to end in violence. And you're supporting violence when you're supporting all these laws.
Well, people would say that voting is consent. What's, people, we go out and vote every 4 years or 2 years or whatever. Isn't that the consent of the governed?
I don't even know how they can come up with that idea, because even voting, how that can be consent, to me, baffles me, because even, you know, you're caught in this system. And some people think they have no other option, so they're going to vote. They're in a system that they're forced to either do nothing or participate
right.
in.
You vote, don't vote, you get the same result.
Right.
Like, when was the last time your vote mattered? I'm not saying it didn't count, because that's a much different conversation. Maybe it counted, maybe it didn't count. We have no idea. But we've got all these, you know, we don't control the votes. But even if all the votes count, when's the last time it mattered? And it would only matter if you were the deciding vote in a tie. That's the only time your vote matters.
Right.
Why vote?
in maybe some small election in some small town that has 3,000 people in the middle of nowhere for maybe their city council. But it doesn't matter, because if people keep talking about, oh, well, we just got to get the right people in there and follow the Constitution. And they've been saying that for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And that's why, to me, what I support is noncompliance. Voting and going through that whole process, it's a waste of time, it's frustration, and I don't think it will lead to anything. It's converting hearts and minds and getting people to not comply with you to these ridiculous laws.
Now, whether you vote or you don't vote, I support either one of those choices, but it seems to me that we have to start at changing hearts and minds. People have to be brought the ideas of liberty, and they have to understand what these ideas mean. We have to have a basis of what is the concept of liberty, how does that apply in a given circumstance. And basically, it's not just about liberty for you. It's about liberty for other people.
Exactly. And I totally agree with that, you know, it is about liberty for everybody, and it is about hearts and minds and people understanding really what government is. And that's what the show's about, you know, promoting the ideas of freedom and liberty, letting people know that this is what the government really is. This is what they are there for, to control you, to manipulate you, to collect your taxes, to force things on you without consent.
Where can folks go find Nonpartisan Liberty for All?
You can go to nonpartisanlibertyforall.com, or you can go to Spreaker.com and just search for Nonpartisan Liberty for All. You can find all the archives there. We have about over 220-something shows.
Thanks so much, so David Bourne. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on.
Nonpartisan Liberty for All. It's been Free Talk Live with you. You can check us out at freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.